Good morning. How are you doing? It's Trina Meyer here. Something for the weekend, and the fab Damien Farrelly is in with news from the net. Morning, Damien.
Morning, Trina. Morning, everybody.
Come here to me. What do you have for us today?
Serious question this morning. Now, would you live with your friends at this age that we're all at, right? Or is that an arrangement only suitable maybe during your student days? I'll tell you why I'm talking about this. There's a story online today, right, of seven friends. They've collectively bought a massive house so they can all live in it and grow old together. So the friends have basically known each other, Trina, for 20 years. And 10 years ago, they kind of joked about all moving in together. So yeah, sure, we'll all live together forever. Now they've actually gone and done it. So it means, when you think about it, nobody's lonely. There's always somebody to talk to. And the bills are shared.
I actually love this idea. Now, maybe not amongst friends, because you'll always have your fallings out and stuff. But what about with your family? Would you live with your siblings, and then there'd always be someone to mind the kids, the bills would be shared, everything would be great?
Yeah, it's just, is there such a thing as real happy families? Because this is the thing I can't get. Are they all going to be in together just as friends, and then, like, they'll couple up, obviously, have relationships, get married and have the kids? Are they all living, like, it's like a commune, is it?
Well, I think that particular group of people, I think they're a little bit older. So they've gone past that. So they might already have their families. The kids have grown up. They've moved out. And now they want to live in luxury. So instead of living in a small house that has nothing, they're now living in a mansion with a swimming pool.
I couldn't share. I can tell you why. Because as a country lad, moving to the city, going to college years ago, back in the early 90s, when we used to rent a flat for £25 a week, four of us, we had a place for 100 quid, right? It used to wreck me head. No, the top shelf in the fridge is mine. That's my butter. No, I ate two slices of ham yesterday evening. Who ate my slice of ham? It's your turn to do the dishes. It would wreck. It just, over the smallest things, we would kill each other.
I know somebody who's part of a couple, and she goes mad if he even eats one of the eggs without running past her first, because she'll have planned out her meals for the week and what she was going to have. So the husband who's paying for the groceries can't even eat without asking first.
That's so bad.
It's ridiculous. I think someone like that probably needs to live on their own forever.
Well, do you know what? If you're fighting over an egg now, you're actually going to end up in your own.
Absolutely. Come here, Damien. When are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic Hits Sunday. Don't miss it, 11 to 2. It's when all the big songs and the good ones come out to play.
Lovely. Thanks, Damien. It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.